各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天下午一起学习的题目是：你是否回头看
？The topic of our mutual encouragement this afternoon is: Are you turning back?
当然，这个是一个问题。
This is obviously a question.
你会不会常常回头看东西？
Do you often turn around and look at the back?
神给我们这个头啊，整天我们很自然的状态都是对着前面的。
God has created in us a head, most of the times we're looking forward.
神也把我们这双眼睛呢放在头的面向前面。
God also designed our eyes to be at the front of our head so that it is facing forward.
有没有想为什么神不把眼睛放在我们的头的后面？
Have we ever wondered why God did not place our eyes in the back of our head?
这是神要我们一直往前看。
It is because God wants us to look forward.
但是因为后面没有长眼睛。
Therefore, there are no eyes in the back of our head.
你要看后面的时候，头要转过去。
Rather, when we want to look behind us, we need to actually turn our head.
但是要往回头一看这个动作。
The action of turning around
可以代表很多的那种心情。
Represents many emotions.
也可以代表说我们对某种东西的一种牵挂或者不舍。
It also can represent our feeling of not wanting to let go of certain things.
大家也没有去过机场。
Have we ever been to the airport?
尤其是以前那个交通还没有很方便的时候。
Especially in the past when transportation was not as convenient.
当别人送你飞机，你要上飞机了，你要来移民了。
When, for example, you're about to get on the plane and immigrate to another country.
你已经跟你的亲友在外面拜拜了很多次了，从很近的到远的，都已经拜拜了很久了。
When you say goodbye to your relatives and friends, starting from when they were still next to you until when they're very far away from you.
但是到最后呢，你还不舍得说还要回头再看一眼。
At the very end, you still turn around to look at them one more time.
看看那个亲人还在不在。
To see whether or not the family member is still there.
或者你要搬家，你把房子卖掉了。
Or if you're relocating to another home and you sold your current home.
你东西都搬好了。
After you've moved all of your possessions.
你都准备要走了。
When you're about to depart from this house.
会不会最后再回头一看，再看你的旧房子一眼？
Do you also turn around and look at your old house one more time?
有点不舍得的感觉。
It is the feeling of not wanting to let go.
所以回头代表一种不舍得跟牵挂。
Therefore, to return or to turn back also means to not be willing to let go.
也可以代表一种犹豫。
It is also representative of hesitation.
那圣经里面呢，有一些曾经回头的人。
In the Bible, there are several characters who once turned back.
他们在信仰的道路上面呢，回头了。
On their journey of faith, they turned back.
结果呢，都不怎么好。
And their consequences were not very good.
那我们今天就来看看。
So let us look at them today.
到底从他们当中我们学习了什么的见解。
And to see what kind of teachings we can extract from their experiences.
圣经里面最出名的回头的人呢，就是罗德的妻子。
The most famous character in the Bible who turned back was the wife of Lot.
我们看创世纪的第十九章。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪第十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
创世纪十九章十五节。
Genesis chapter 19 verse 15。
天明了，天使催逼罗德说：“起来，带着你的妻子和你的这里的两个女儿出去，免得你们因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。”
Verse 15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city."
这个故事是说神准备要毁灭索多玛跟俄摩拉。
In this story, God was about to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
原因很简单。
For the simple reason,
他们的罪很大。
That they had great sin.
他们的罪有一个最明显的罪。
There is a very obvious sin that they had.
除了他们贪婪暴力之外呢。
Aside from being violent and greedy,
他们最严重的罪就是同性恋。
Their most severe sin was that of homosexuality.
神讨厌人类同性之间发生恋情或是肉体的关系。
God despised homosexuality in mankind.
现在的人呢，把它解释成为一种人的自由跟权利。
In today's time, people interpret homosexuality as a human nature and a human right.
但是从神的角度来看，这是一个很大的罪。
But from the perspective of God, it is great sin.
如果不悔改的。
If people do not repent,
神的审判就会临到。
Then God's punishment and judgment will come upon them.
所以，索多玛、俄摩拉的罪很大。
Therefore, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was great.
神要把这两个城啊，一次过毁灭。
God was going to destroy these two cities.
神准备用硫磺火来毁灭这个城。
Using brimstone and fire, he was about to destroy these two cities.
但是因为亚伯拉罕的代祷。
However, because of the intercession of Abraham,
罗德跟他的一家呢，神要救他们出来。
God was about to deliver the family of Lot.
所以神就差遣天使。
Therefore, God sent angels
需要把罗德他们一家救出来。
To save Lot and his family.
如果听到这个消息。
If we hear this kind of message,
正常人应该都很感谢,
most of us would be very thankful,
也会很害怕,
and fearful.
应该说赶紧, 既然天使要救我了, 我们就赶紧要走了。
We would say that since the angel wants to save us, we should hurry and leave right away.
结果并没有这样。
But that was not so with Lot.
看第十六节。
Let us read verse 16.
但罗德延迟不走, 二人因耶和华怜恤罗德, 就拉着他的手和他妻子的手。并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来，安置在城外。
Verse 16. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and hands of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city.
这句话很特别。
This is an important verse.
罗德延迟不走啊。
Because Lot lingered.
那为什么他会延迟不走？
Why did he linger?
可以想象罗德的心情。
We can imagine. The emotions of Lot at the time.
带领他的家庭住到这个索多玛、俄摩拉里面。
He led his family to make their living in Sodom and Gomorrah.
经过很多的努力奋斗，终于有点成就了。
After a lot of strife and a lot of hard work, he finally had some accomplishments.
可能有一些生意。
Perhaps he had businesses.
有一些田产。
Or possessions.
那些都叫不动产，这带不走的。
Those are all unmovable assets that he could not bring with him.
现在天使说要来毁灭这个城。
But now the angels say that they're coming to destroy the city.
他一定很犹疑。
He must feel very hesitant about leaving.
如果今天有人跟你说，
Today if somebody said to you,
你家里要着火了，你只有一分钟时间。
That your house is about to be in a fire, you only
一分钟之内要全家从家里出来，不然你会烧死了。
You have to leave within the one minute, otherwise you will die in a fire.
你会想你要带什么？
What would you bring with you?
当然很自然的就带孩子嘛，孩子如果在睡觉的话，赶快把他叫醒。
Naturally, you will bring your children, even if they're sleeping, you would wake them up.
或是你的太太、你的丈夫在睡觉，赶快把他叫醒。
Or if your wife or husband is sleeping, you would wake them up.
你只有一分钟的话，大概没有什么时间拿任何东西。
If you only have 1 minute, then you do not have enough time to bring anything else.
你再延迟的话，可能来不及。
And if you linger, you will run out of time.
但是罗德却不是很想走。
But Lot here did not want to leave.
我们不要笑罗德。
And there's no need for us to mock Lot.
这是我们人类的一种表现。
Because it is part of our human nature.
如果你问一个人，你的生命比较宝贵，还是你的钱比较宝贵？
When you ask a person whether his life or his money is more important,
每个人都会说，我的生命当然是比较宝贵。
Everyone will say, obviously, that their life is more important.
但是你看人类的表现。
But when you see the actions of people.
很多人呢都没有把生命看得是很宝贵。
You see that many people do not see life as being very valuable.
为什么呢？
Why?
你看现在很多人工作赚钱啊，忙那种程度啊，他根本不把自己的生命当得很宝贵。
If you look at how hard people work, how busy they are, you can see that they do not value their life very much at all.
忽略了自己的健康。
They neglect their own health.
忽略了自己的家庭。
They neglect their family.
前几天呢，在 Las Vegas 那边呢发生了一个飞机的意外。
A few days ago, there was an airplane accident in Las Vegas.
一个英航的飞机啊，准备要从这个拉斯维加斯机场起飞。
There was a British Airways plane that was about to depart from the Las Vegas airport.
加速到差不多80 miles per hour 的时候。
And so the plane was accelerating on the runway until it reached about 80 miles per hour.
突然间有一个引擎啊着火爆炸。
And then one of its engines became on fire and exploded.
还好那个机长啊反应够快。
But the pilot responded quickly and suddenly stopped the plane.
如果再慢十秒钟，再过十五秒，可能那个飞机速度太快，就一定要飞上去了。
Because if it was 10 seconds or 15 seconds later, the plane's speed would be too fast and the plane would have to ascend.
飞上去之后可能就下不来了，就坠毁了。
If it ascended, then it perhaps would not be able to land again. It would just crash.
那个飞机紧急的刹停。
But rather, the plane made an emergency stop.
然后之后就机长就说，然后要疏散，大家要疏散。
And then the pilot instructed everyone to leave the plane.
我们平常都听了，每次坐飞机都听那个广播嘛，听到不想听了，有时候觉得说怎么可能会发生。
We often hear those warning messages when we get on planes, but oftentimes we ignore it because we think it will never happen.
但是有时候就会发生。
But they do happen.
那它发生的时候呢，经常记不记得我们听那个广播，就是说你要逃难的时候，你不可以带任何东西走。
And if you recall from those emergency messages, when there is an emergency, you are not allowed to bring any of your possessions.
第一，你可能没有时间。
First of all, because you may not have enough time.
第二，你拿了那么多东西，可能自己会卡住啊，出不来啊。
And second of all, if you bring lots of things with you, you may get stuck on your way out.
你会害死自己，害死别人啊。
And you may cause your life to be lost and even the lives of others.
结果新闻报道说那一天啊，大家都平安的逃出来了。
In the news, it says that on that day, everybody was able to escape safely.
但是竟然有一些人呢，还拿着大包啊、小包啊、行李啊，他的那个 luggage 啊。
However, there were people who took their luggages big and small.
然后背着那些东西啊，坐那个滑梯滑出来。
And they carried those things and slid down the ramp off the plane.
这还好是没有发生重大的这个影响。
So thankfully, nothing happened to them.
这个代表人的心是什么？
But it represents, it tells us something about the hearts of man.
觉得说虽然我的生命很宝贵，但是我的钱可能更宝贵，没有钱活不了。
It tells us that to many people, even though, yes, their life is very precious, they view their money as even more important.
可能我的电脑在上面啊，我的工作的东西在里面啊。
They may feel that their computer is on the plane and their work is in the computer.
或者是刚去赌城回来也赢了些钱啊，里面是很多现金啊。
Or they may have just gone to a casino, won a lot of money, and they may have a lot of cash in their luggage.
理论上都知道生命很宝贵。
So in theory, everyone knows that life is very important.
但是大家看重的还是钱。
But what people really emphasize on is still money.
所以罗德啊，他就不想走。
Here, Lot did not want to leave.
你让他选的话，他可能就决定说再看看，不要走了。
If you gave him a choice, he probably would have stayed.
但是神就爱罗德。
But God loved Lot.
这个天使啊，就借着神的命啊，大概神跟天使讲，你罗德没有拉出来，你不能再做什么。
Maybe the Lord instructed the angel, saying that if you do not bring Lot out, then you can't do anything else.
所以天使就拉他们出来了。
So the angels took Lot and his family's hands.
用拉的啊。
He took their hands.
那就吩咐他们一句话。
And then took them out and then instructed them.
第四七节。
In verse 17.
领他们出来以后就说逃命吧，不可回头看，也不可在平原站住，要往山上逃跑，免得你们被剿灭。
Verse 17. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape for your life, do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.
拉着他们出了城外面了，但是还不安全啊。
They had already pulled Lot's family outside of the city, but it was still not safe.
那个城门口而已。
Because they were just right outside of the city.
天使说，赶快跑。
So the angel said, escape for your life.
离开越远，这个城市越好。
And the farther you run away, the better.
还有一句话，不可以回头看。
He also said, do not look behind.
这句话特别强调啊。
This is especially emphasized by the angel.
你回头看，你一定会被剿灭，会死掉。
Because if you look behind, then you will be destroyed.
结果他们就开始跑了。
Therefore, they started running.
我们看到二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
罗德到了所尔，日头已经出来了。当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上，耶和华那里降雨，所多玛和蛾摩拉。
23 and 24. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens.
25 节。
Verse 25.
把那些城全平原并城里所有的居民连地上生长的都毁灭了。
25. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground.
26节。
26.
罗德的妻子在后边回头一看，就变成了一根岩柱。
But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
哇， 这个故事非常的大的警戒。
This is a very dramatic event in the story.
我们可以想象当天如果你是罗德，你在跑。
We can imagine at the time if we were Lot and we were running away.
你会想象一下会发生什么事情。
What would happen?
哇，后面开始很热了，哇，开始在爆炸了，开始那个火在烧了。
We can imagine that behind us it would become very hot because it would be fire and explosions.
可能还听到一些尖叫的声音呢。
We may even hear screams of people.
啊，可能你心里很害怕。
We might be very afraid.
但是你现在要尽量要跑，要离远一点。
But we know we need to run and run far away.
天使说绝对不可以回头看。
The angel said, "Do not look behind."
你一回头看的话就会死掉。
Because if you look behind, you will be destroyed.
罗德还记住这句话。
So Lot remembered these words.
但是罗德的妻子呢，就没有把这句话放在心里面了。
But the wife of Lot did not keep these words in her heart.
她可能有很多的理由。
There may be many, many reasons.
她可能想说，哇，不晓得我的家在变怎么样了。
Maybe she was thinking about what happened to her home.
我的财产，我的房子怎么样了？
What happened to her house? What happened to her possessions?
她很想再看一眼。
Maybe she wanted to just take one more look.
她可能就告诉自己，我就再看一眼而已了。
Maybe she told herself that she would just take one look.
所以他就回头一看。
So she looked back.
这个变成一根岩柱。
And she became a pillar of salt.
很可能啊，这个从天上来的硫磺与火啊，落在他的身上。
Maybe the brimstone and fire came upon her.
在很短时间之内把他的身体凝固了。
So in a short period of time, her body was consumed.
啊，据说在这个那边的地方啊，很多岩柱一根一根的，到现在还是很多柱子。
I've heard that in that place, there are a lot of pillars of salt, even today.
很有可能啊，其中一根呢，是罗德的太太。
It's very likely that one of those pillars is the wife of Lot.
啊，结果罗德的太太呢，离开了那个城市，本来没有被灭的，但是因为回头看，所以也活不了。
So originally, Lot's wife escaped from the city, but because she looked back, therefore she could not.She lost her life.
今天对我们来说有什么的意义？
What does this all mean to us today?
我们本来已经被神拯救了。
We have already been saved by the Lord.
已经是脱离那个要被毁灭的城了。
We have already been taken out of the city that is to be destroyed.
甚至我们可能是被一边拉一边推这样子拉出来的。
Even though we may have been pushed out or pulled out by the Lord,
但是剩下的天国道路啊，还是你要自己走。
But we still are responsible for walking the remainder of the journey to heaven.
但是如果你一直回头看，
but if we continue to look backwards,
你是进不了天国的。
Then we will not be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
如果信仰上常常回头看的人，
if in our faith we often look back,
什么？当时罗德的太太为什么回头看呢？
At that time, why did Lot's wife look back?
第一，她不相信神的话。
First, she may not have believed in the words of God.
第二，她放不下世界的东西。
Second, she could not let go of the worldly things.
所以因为这两个原因，她就进不了安全的地方。
Because of these two reasons, she was unable to enter into a safe place.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们今天已经被神从罪恶里面救出来了。
Brothers and sisters, today we all have been saved out of sin by the Lord.
但是你有没有常常的回头看呢？
But do we still often turn around and look back?
常常的很爱慕、很回想、很留恋这个世界呢？
Do we often reminisce of the things of the world?
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
24章的十八节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 18.
马太福音二十四章十八节。
Matthew 24:18.
在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。
Verse 18, and let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了。
But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days.
这是主耶稣形容了他来之前会发生什么事情。
This is the description of the Lord Jesus about what will happen before he comes again.
也会有大灾难。
There will also be great tribulation.
大家也要逃命。
And people will have to escape for their lives.
信仰上要逃离这个罪恶的城市。
Spiritually, we have to escape from the city of sin.
回逃的时候，逃的时候不可以回去拿衣服啊。
When we are escaping, we cannot go back to get our clothes.
你不可以说逃出来了，结果要忘记东西，要回去拿。
We cannot say we escape, but we forgot something at home, so we go back and get it.
有一些火灾的场面呢。
In some scenes of fires.
有一些人逃出来了。
We know that there are people who run out of the house.
就忘记里面还有钱啊。
But they forgot that they have money inside the house.
冲回去。
So they run back.
结果出不来了，烧死了。
they perish in the fire.
那个消防员到最后把火熄灭之后，就看到一个人烤焦了，抱着他的钱。
And when the firemen, after they extinguished the fire, they saw a person who is dead, but holding on to their money.
明明已经出去了，但是又要回来。
They already left, but they came back.
不晓得大家有没有听过有这样的说法。
I don't know if you have heard of this saying before.
有一些弟兄姐妹聊天的时候会不会这样讲。
I don't know if people talk about this when they're conversing.
或者，哎呀，早知道晚一点信。
Some people may say, if I had known earlier, I would believe in the Lord later.
你看那个某某某哦，七十几岁才来洗礼，洗完礼两年就回天国了。
For example, look at brother or sister so and so. They were baptized when they're in the 70s, and 2 years later, they return to the Lord.
我们呢还那么年轻，那没有玩过。
But for us, we're so young, so we don't have the opportunity to play.
没有自由。
We don't have freedom.
你看信耶稣不可以喝酒，不可以跳舞，不可以抽烟，不可以赌博，什么都不可以。
As a believer of Christ, we cannot drink alcohol, we cannot dance, we cannot use drugs or anything.
晚一点信都好。
Would it not have been better if we believed later?
最好就像那个强盗一样，在十字架上面说：“耶稣啊，我信了。”啊，这个就被救了。
The best would be to be like the robber who was on the cross, who said, "Lord, I believe," and was immediately saved.
当然有人这样讲啊，可能半开玩笑，但是也代表某种的心态。
People may say this jokingly, but it also represents a kind of attitude.
就是明明你已经出来了，但是又很想念以前的那种生活。
That is, even though we have departed from the world, yet we reminisce of the lifestyle we had in the past.
是很羡慕那些没有信仰的人的人生。
Or we are envious of those people who can live without faith.
这个就是一种很矛盾的心态。
And that is a very contradictory kind of mindset.
到底是哪一样比较好？
We think about which one is better.
我们要搞清楚。
But we have to find out.
如果是世界比较好，罪恶比较好。物质比较好，我们就不用出来了。
We need to clearly understand which one is better. If the world is better, if material things are better, then there's no need for us to depart from it.
如果你看见这个世界是快要被毁灭的。
But if we're able to see that the world is about to be destroyed,
罪恶是会被神审判的。
That sin will be judged by the Lord.
只有永生一条路我们可以逃。
If we're able to see that there's only one path to eternal life,
你既然出来了，你就不要再回想以前。
Then, since we have come out of it,we must not turn back and reminisce of the things of the past.
人呢最怕就是三心两意。
The most challenging thing for man is to be lukewarm and not be able to make up one's mind.
Undecided.
To be undecided.
明明呢就两个选择之间呢在挣扎。
To be struggling between two decisions.
有一些移民是这样。
There are some immigrants.
没有移民之前呢，在国内很想出来。
Who prior to immigrating out of their country, they really wanted to come out.
再怎么样办移民啊，搞身份啊，顾问啊，钱啊，宅啊，投资啊，什么都要搞出来。
And no matter how much it costs, how difficult the administration is, they have to do everything to get out of their country.
好了，结果有一天出来了。
But one day they succeed and they come out of their country.
要回头看啊，你看我中国那些人啊。那些同事、同学啊，已经当了教授啊，当了大老板了，我还在这边干什么？
Then they look back and see all of the successes of their friends and family back in their home country, and they ask themselves, "What am I doing here?"
结果呢，又回去了。
Then they go back to their home country.
哎呀，又不习惯，空气又不好。
And they don't like it there because there's a lot of pollution.
那边环境又住得不习惯。
And they're not used to living there.
在中国又想回来，在国内又想回来，要回去，回来了又想回去。
When they're back in their home country, they want to leave, but when they're here, they want to go back.
人生啊，常常这样回头看。
Many people often look back in their life this way.
我们是会很痛苦的。
But if we do so, then we have to suffer a lot.
婚姻也是一样。
It is the same with marriage.
婚姻如果你常常回头看哦，也是会很痛苦的，婚姻不美满了。
In our marriage, if we often look back, it also brings us a lot of pain because then we will be unhappy with our marriage.
年轻人结婚之前要想清楚。
As a young person, before we get married, we have to think carefully.
没人逼你结婚嘛。
Because no one will force us to get married.
当父母的也不要逼孩子结婚。
And as parents, we should not force our children to get married.
孩子要结婚，自己要想清楚。
If the children want to get married, they have to think carefully.
你真的要结婚吗？
Do you really want to get married?
你要结婚的话，你要为自己负责。
If you want to get married, you have to be responsible for your decision.
最怕就是说啊，自己要结婚了。
The most scary thing is you deciding to get married.
就你嫁了这个人了。
and after marriage,
哇，你发觉怎么会这样子？
You discover it was very different than what you imagined.
以前呢，还有很多更好的人在追我啊，怎么我嫁了给你？
You think in the past there are so many other people who are better, 哎呀，who are trying to date me, but now I'm married to this one.
整天把现在自己的老公跟以前的那些追你的人在比较。
And every day, we compare our husband with all of the other men who liked us in the past.
是丈夫也是把你现在的太太跟你自己的理想以前的人在比较。
Or as husbands, we every day think about comparing our wife to all of the other women that we liked in the past.
你一直回头啊，一直没有幸福的。
If we continue to look back, we will not be blessed.
你太多选择，觉得自己有选择是不好的。
If we have lots of options and we think we have we think we have lots of options, and that is not good for us.
神告诉罗德,
God told Lot,
还有他的全家,
and his family,
你现在已经没有选择了,
that they no longer have a choice.
你现在只有一条路,
because they only have one way.
这条路就是信仰的道路,
and that way is the way of faith.
顺服的道路,
the way of submission.
你要一直往前走,
they need to continue to move forward,
不可以回头看,
and not look back.
你一回头看，你就走不下去了。
Because if they look back, they will be unable to go on.
其实不是眼睛的问题。
The problem does not lie in the eyes.
是他的心的问题。
Rather, the problem is in their heart.
我们看约翰一书。
Let us turn to the book of First John.
约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter
2. 约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
约翰一书二章十五节。
First John chapter 2 verse 15.
约翰一书的二章十五节
First John 2:15
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了
Verse 15 Do not love the world or the things in the world If anyone loves the world the love of the Father is not in him
这里圣经把我们跟神的关系讲得很清楚
Here the Bible clearly describes our relationship with God
所有的都在乎你的心的问题
Everything is about our heart.
到底你的心是爱什么?
Whether or not, what our heart loves.
如果你的心很爱世界,
If our heart loves the world,
信仰对你来说是没有什么重要的,
then faith is not important to us.
像罗德的太太很爱她那些钱财房屋。
Lot's wife loved her home and her possessions.
爱到不回头看不行。
She loved them to the point where she had to turn back.
结果自己的生命都没有了。
As a result, she lost her life.
因为我们今天也是一样。
This is the same for us today.
我们的信仰,
our faith,
我们跟随主耶稣在走,
in our faith, we walk with the Lord.
是不是一心一意的来跟随主啊?
Do we walk with the Lord with all our heart?
还是我们常常会很羡慕别人拥有的?
Or do we envy other people and what they possess?
还是别人所谓的自由?
Or the freedom that people possess?
其实他们不是真那么快乐。
The truth is, they're not that happy.
他们拥有那么多，其实心里面很穷。
They possess many things, but their heart is very poor.
他们缺少了平安。
They do not have peace.
我们所有的就是最多的。
What we have is the most.
所以我们不要回头看。
Therefore, let us not turn back.
记得罗德的妻子。
But remember the wife of Lot.
以色列百姓也曾经回头看。
The Israelites also once turned back.
所以也进不了迦南地。
Therefore, they were unable to enter the land of Canaan.
我们看出埃及记的第十四章。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus chapter 14.
出埃及记十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这一章是记载他们要过红海。
This chapter talks about the Israelites crossing the Red Sea.
他们走到红海的边缘啊，非常的害怕。
When they came to the border of the Red Sea, they were very afraid.
因为前面的海还没有分开。
Because the sea in front of them had not yet divided.
后面的埃及人啊在追兵。
But behind them, they also saw Egyptian soldiers chasing after them.
但是神答应他们。
But God promised them.
我会带领你们。
That he would guide them.
但是呢，以色列百姓啊就发怨言。
Yet the Israelites complained against God.
我们看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
出埃及记十四章十一节。
Exodus chapter 14 verse 11.
他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样待我们？”叫我们从埃及地领出来呢?
Verse 11. Then they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt?
12节,
Verse 12.
我们在埃及岂没有对你说过, 不要搅扰我们, 容我们服侍埃及人吗? 因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Verse 12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
面对红海啊，是他们 信仰的出要出埃及的第一个考验。
Facing the Red Sea was the first great challenge to their faith when they were departing Egypt.
其实在这个之前，神已经显出十大神迹了。
Even prior to this, God had already shown them the 10 plagues.
所以他们应该对神有某种程度的信心。
So they should have a certain level of faith toward God.
但是当时的百姓里面有一种声音呢。
But among the people there at the time, there were some voices.
也许不是每个人都这样想。
Perhaps it wasn't the voice of everyone.
但是总是发怨言的人声音都比较大。
It is always true that those people who complain will have louder voices.
他们讲出一些很负面的话。
And they said very negative things.
这些负面的话很没有良心，很没有良心啊。
Their negative words do not have a good conscience.
他们埋怨摩西啊。
They complained against Moses.
难道埃及没有坟墓吗？我们要死在这里吗？
They said, "Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have brought us here to die here?"
这句话很毒啊！哦，你带我们出来这边死啊？那埃及没有坟墓吗？
They were saying to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have brought us to die here?"
不是跟你说过了吗？不要来烦我们啊！是你逼我们出来的。
Did we not tell you in the past not to bring us out of Egypt, but you force us out?
又讲说我们当奴隶服侍人呢，比在这里还更好。
They even said that it would have been better for them to serve the Egyptians than to be here.
哎，我们今天听这些话，有没有觉得很熟悉啊？
Today, when we hear these words, do they sound familiar?
好像我们自己讲，常常讲哦。
It seems like the words that we often speak.
不是说吗？不要办移民吗？我没有要出来，你就把我弄出来。
Did I not say, for example, did I not say before not to immigrate? Why did you still lead us here?
哎呀，跟你结婚，跟别人结婚比较好了，跟你结婚有什么出路？
Or we say,what's so good about being married to you? It would have been better to be married to somebody else.
我在国内随便怎么样都比现在好啊。
The life I had back in my home country was much better than my life now.
哎，这种话好像换了一个时空啊，我们自己家常常在埋怨呢。
These kinds of words sound like our words in today's time.
有一些人遇到困难就是很负面。
Some people, when they face challenges, they are very negative.
他很想回头。
They want to turn back.
其实他已经没有办法回头了。
But they could not turn back.
但是他们就一直想回去。
Yet they continue to want to turn back.
所以从出埃及第一刻，他们都想回头了。
Therefore, at the first moment where they left Egypt, they already wanted to turn back.
神其实告诉他们什么呢？
But what was God telling them?
14章的15节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 15.
神就跟摩西讲。
Verse 15, the Lord said to Moses,
你为什么向我哀求呢?
Why do you cry to me?
你吩咐以色列人往前走。
Tell the children of Israel to go forward.
哇，摩西那个时候还哀求啊，来祷告啊，神说你在求什么?
At that time, Moses was crying out to the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me?
神说往前走吧。
He said, go forward.
一定有路的。
There will be a way.
你凭着信心跟着我，你就有路。
If you have faith and you follow me, you will have a way.
你就不要一直想回去。
There's no need to think to turn back.
但是结果白心了，一直想回去。
But the people continue to want to turn back.
我们看十六章。
Let's turn to chapter 16.
十六章他们又在发怨言。
In chapter 16, they once again complained.
这次呢，这发怨言食物的问题。
Here they were complaining about food.
十六章的第三节。
Chapter 16, verse 3.
十六章第三节说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地啊，耶和华的手下。那时候我们坐在肉锅旁边，吃的饱足。你们叫我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫我们全会众都饿死啊。
Verse 3. And the children of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
他们说我们在埃及啊，那时候每天吃火锅。
They said that every day in Egypt they had pots of meat.
有肉有菜有葱有蒜。
They had meat, they had vegetables in the pots.
哇，把埃及的生活形容得那么好。
They describe life in Egypt as being very pleasant.
其实不是真的是那么好。
But the truth was it was not.
是人的心呢，他没有办法克服前面的困难的时候。
Rather, for these people, when they could not overcome the challenge in front of them.
就会把过去的那种生活以为是那么好啊。
They glorify the life that they had in the past.
其实是态度的问题。
But it was a matter of their attitude.
他们不是想靠神把问题解决。
They did not want to rely on God to overcome the challenge.
他们想要把问题的原因归到对方。
Rather, they wanted to put the blame of the problem on somebody else.
你这样做一点用都没有。
But in fact, there's no use to doing so.
信仰上我们想想。
Let us think about our faith.
今天有时候我们人生遇到问题哦，我们都会很会找人来怪。
Today, sometimes in our lives when we face problems, we will look to blame somebody else.
有时候我们会埋怨神。
Sometimes we complain about God.
神啊，我信了你，你都没有帮助我。
We say to God, God, I believe in you, but you do not help me.
怎么越带领我，好像路好像越窄？
Why does it seem like the more you guide me, the more narrow the way becomes?
有时候我们埋怨神，神啊，你为什么没有解决这个问题？
Sometimes we complain against God and say, God, why did you not resolve this problem?
不是神没有解决这个问题。
It is not that God did not resolve it.
而是神要训练你，考验你。
Rather, God is training us and giving us this test.
你信心一拿出来，问题就可以解决了。
If we are able to take out our faith, then the problem will be resolved.
那玛拿准备要下降下来了。
Because manna is about to come down.
你不需要埋怨，玛拿也可以降下来。
Even if you do not complain, manna will still come down.
因为我们人之间呢，常常都会很负面。
But as people, we often are negative.
所以开始我们要改变这个不好的这个循环。
Therefore, let us break this habit.
不要老是想要回头。
We should not always want to turn back.
我们要有信心。
We need to have faith.
遇到困难了，要靠神来解决。
When we face difficulties, we need to resolve them by relying on God.
我们看民数记的第十三章。
Let us turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 13.
这里有一个很正面。
Here there is something very positive.
民数记的第十三章。
Numbers, chapter 13.
这个人就是加勒。
There's a man who is very positive, and he is Caleb.
13章的第30节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
13章的第30节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
当时加勒就在摩西面前安抚百姓，说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
Verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it."
当时有12个探子。
At that time, there were 12 spies.
他们要准备进迦南地。
They were about to enter the land of Canaan.
结果十二个探子里面有十个很负面的这个报告。
However, among the 10 spies, there were 10 who made bad reports.
他们看到的是问题。
They saw problems.
看到那些巨人。
They saw those men who were giants.
他们看到的不是神。
But they did not see God.
他们看到的是人的问题。
They saw the problems of men.
所以就很负面。
Therefore, they were very negative.
当你带负面的情绪问题回到自己的家的时候。
When you bring a negative report back to your home.
这个很多问题都会跑出来。
Then lots of problems appear.
但是当时候加勒很正面。
Yet Caleb at the time was very positive.
他说我们一定可以进去的。
He said, "We are well able to enter."
我们进去一定会得胜的。
Because when we enter, we will overcome.
神一定会与我们同在的。
God will be with us.
你看加勒很正面。
Caleb was very positive.
虽然当时他们还是不能进去，因为神生气。
Even though at the time,God was angry with them, so they could not enter.
但是在很多年之后，四十年之后
，But many years, 40 years later,
神还容许加勒可以进去。
God still permitted Caleb to enter.
因为他是一个不回头的人。
Because he was somebody who did not turn back.
回头的人都倒在旷野。
All those people who turned back fell and died in the wilderness.
没有一个得到神的恩。
None of them received the grace of God.
所以我们来看希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第38节
Verse 38
希伯来书10章38节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38
希伯来书10章38节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38
只是一人必因信得生他若退后我心里就不喜欢他
Verse 38 Now the just shall live by faith but if anyone draws back my soul has no pleasure in him
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人
But we are not, verse 39, but we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
这里说义人啊，要靠着神应信得胜。
Here it says that the righteous shall live by faith.
但是如果他退后，神就不喜欢了。
The just shall live by faith, but if he turns back, then God will not be pleased.
什么叫退后呢？
What does it mean to turn back?
就是你有点犹疑了。
That is to hesitate.
你遇到困难的时候有点犹疑了。
To hesitate when challenged.
你只要一犹疑，有一颗犹疑，你就失败了，开始失败了，开始。
But if you hesitate, then you begin to fail.
信仰上是不可以犹疑的。
We cannot hesitate in our faith.
要走，要走到底。
When we walk this path, we walk to the end.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
我很久之前认识一个姐妹。
A long time ago, I knew of this sister.
我可以从她的婚姻当中啊，来领会到一些道理。
I was able to draw some teachings from her experience in marriage.
她那时候呢
？At that time,
她本来在美国。
She was in the United States.
她已经很难，经过很多的困难了，拿到美国的身份，叫做绿卡。
And through a lot of difficulty, she was able to obtain the U.S. green card.
美国的绿卡比我们加拿大的枫叶卡还难拿哦。
The U.S. green card is more difficult to obtain than the Canadian permanent residency.
但是她在那边工作啊，终于拿到绿卡了。
But because she worked in the U.S., she was able to obtain her green card.
她后来呢，经过介绍了，跟加拿大的一位弟兄啊，就结婚。
After some introduction, she was married to a brother in Canada.
啊，所以就搬过来住了。
So she relocated to Canada.
啊，她也拿到加拿大的枫叶卡了。
She also was able to obtain the Canadian permanent residency.
好了，那有一次呢，她就我们就一起啊。从温哥华这个地方啊，就去要去西雅图，要去教会。
So one time from Vancouver, we drove to Seattle to visit the church there.
哎，结果过海关的时候
，When we were crossing the border,
那海关呢就问
，The customs officer asked
问这个姐妹
，He asked the sister,
哎，你有加拿大身份，你有没有美国绿卡
？He asked her, "You have Canadian permanent residency, do you have an American green card?"
她很老实啊，说有啊，我有绿卡。
And she honestly said, "Yes, I have a U.S. green card." So she showed it to him.
她把绿卡再拿出来。
And he looked at her green card.
哦，那个移民官就开始紧张了。
So the customs officer became nervous.
你有绿卡，又住在加拿大。
He said, "You have a green card, but you live in Canada."
证明你不是住在美国了。
That is evidence that you do not live in America.
既然你没有长期需要住在美国。那么我这个绿卡就要扣起来了。
Since you are not permanently living in the U.S., I'm going to take away your green card.
或者你要做一个选择。
Otherwise, you can make the choice.
你就要放弃加拿大的。
You can give up your Canadian permanent residency.
你回来美国居住。
And come back and live permanently in the U.S.
你要做一个选择，你不能两边都有。
You must make this decision. You cannot have both.
哇，这个姐妹的心中很挣扎。
So this sister struggled a lot in her heart.
如果我要放弃这个绿卡。
She thought, if I am letting go of this green card,
过去的努力不是白费了吗？
Then have I not wasted all of my efforts in the past?
但是如果我不放弃，
But if I do not let it go,
我怎么可以离开现在这个情况呢？
Then how do I resolve the current difficulty?
他可能会不给我走啊，扣我在这边。
Because this officer will not allow me to go.
要一定要我做一个决定。
So I have to make a choice.
因为他也知道他的家庭在加拿大，他不可能也回到美国居住。
She knew that since her family was in the U.S., she would not be able to move and relocate to the U.S. Her family lived in Canada, so she would not be able to permanently live in the U.S.
除非他家庭也不顾，只是保住他的美国身份。
She would only keep the green card if she didn't care about her family.
哇，她心里啊，被扣在那个房间里面，一直在祷告。
And so she prayed in that room for a long time.
到最后，她就跟海关说了。
And in the end, she said to the officer,
我已经跟加拿大人结婚了。
She said, I have married a Canadian person.
我以后也住在加拿大。
In the future, I will live in Canada.
如果这个影响你们的规矩的话，那我宁可放弃我的绿卡。
She said, if this is against the rules of the green card, then I will be willing to let go of the green card.
这个没有关系。
Because that is not a problem for me.
那个官员看到他说 ，OK， 好，既然你先答应，今天就是这样，把它打在电脑里面。
The officer then said, since this is your response and this is your promise, I will enter this into the computer.
今天可以放你走。
And I will let you go today.
但是你自己要把这个绿卡交回去大使馆，要自己处理好。
But you yourself have to resolve this problem of the green card.
对人来说，这个好像很可惜啊。
From the perspective of man, this seems like a pity.
但是对他来说，他知道什么是比较重要。
But to her, she knew what was more important.
我的家庭比较重要。
She knew that her family was more important.
我的婚姻比较重要。
Her marriage was more important.
我不可以任何的东西把我拉住。
She knew that she could not allow anything to take her away from those things.
一直有一个东西在那边，她一直要回头，每三个月要回去一次。
She had something in the U.S. that would cause her to have to go back there every 3 months.
一直回头的话，两边跑都得不到满足。
If she had to go back and forth all the time, she would not be satisfied.
既然我已经做了决定了。
Since she had made the decision,
就不要回头了。
She would not turn back.
信仰上其实也是这样。
In our faith, it is also the same.
不是说我们信了主的人在世界上都不能有任何的东西。
That is not to say that as believers of Christ, we cannot possess anything in the world.
但是你的心到底是放在哪里？
But we need to ask the question where our heart belongs.
什么东西对你来说最重要？
And what is most important to us?
最有价值。
What is the most valuable to us?
当你要做决定的时候，
Of course, when we're making a decision,
什么东西在你头里面最突出的？
What comes to our mind first?
绝对要抓住的，不能放弃的。
What is the thing that we must hold on to and cannot let go.
你犹豫，你就退后了。
If we hesitate, then we turn back.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
第九章。
Chapter
9. 九章的六十二节。
Verse 62.
路加九章六十二节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 62.
九章的六十二节
Luke 9:62
耶稣说手扶着犁往后看的不配进神的国
Verse 62 But Jesus said to him No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kings that if you're serving the Lord or following the Lord you cannot look back
当时的人呢耕田呢是有牛来帮助
At that time when peoplefarmed, they had oxen to help them.
那个犁也就在后面。那个犁，那个 plow.
The plow was behind the oxen.
那扶着那个犁的人呢，眼睛一定要往看前面。
But the one holding the plow has to look forward.
你不能说一边扶着那个犁，结果往后面看。
You cannot hold on to the plow but look backwards.
你就歪掉了。
Because if you do so, then you will go sideways.
那个田犁出来了就不直了。
And your field will not be organized.
以后种东西了也会乱。
In the future, when you plant things, it will grow chaotically.
所以这里说，主耶稣说，手扶着犁回头看的人不能进天国。
Here Jesus says, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
所以我们不要再回想自己的过去。
Therefore, let us stop reminiscing of our past.
无论过去是好还是不好。
No matter whether it was good or bad.
无论以前是怎么样。
Whether what happened,
无论是对还是错
whether what we did in the past was good or wrong,
有什么软弱也好
or any of our weaknesses,
或者是对不起对方也好
or any of our sins against other people,
或者别人对你不起对你不好也好
or anything that other people did wrong against us,
唯一的出路就是一起往前看
The only way to resolve all of these things is to look forward together.
跟我们的配偶也是一样啊
This is true with our spouse.
跟我们的孩子们也是一样。
This is true with our children.
靠着主一直往前看。
Relying on the Lord, we continue to look forward.
不要回头。
And do not look back.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
好，来唱诗441首。
Let us sing hymn 441.